Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm with Sabina Miller today as my co-host.
Good morning.
And we are absolutely having a tremendous conversation with Dr. Quanta Ahmed from Winthrop, who has such credentials and is giving such tremendous advice in reference to sleep. Not necessarily even for seniors, sleep in general. We're not talking about, you know, this show does focus on seniors. Somebody listening to this, the same issues are for a 40-year-old. I mean, it doesn't, you know, you don't wait till you're 70 or 80 to find out you have sleep issues. Mm-hmm. I would like to ask one question because you mentioned it twice, and then we're just going to go all over sleep apnea.
Yes.
I've heard it all the time.
Very important disorder. And in fact, both of you brought it up in our conversations. It affects men and women. And after menopause, women are more affected by this than they were previously. So men and women are equally affected. We think probably about 1 in 4 to 1 in 3 patients that we see with a sleep disorder is going to have sleep apnea, which is snoring, irregular breathing in sleep, which a partner might see or a patient might feel, wake up, my heart's racing, I can't breathe, gasping, or simply trouble staying asleep. And lots of older women will come in not knowing why they're waking up, as you described, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., without knowledge of what the reason is. And sometimes those patients come to their family doctors and they do receive a prescription sleep aid, and that doesn't seem to improve the problem, and we have to think of sleep apnea. At Winthrop, we have, in fact, the oldest established center to measure sleep in the entire Long Island area. It's been there almost 3 decades. And we study patients of all ages from 0 up to, I think my oldest patient was in their late 90s. And we can find and treat sleep apnea depending on how much there is. The treatment could be an oral appliance that a specialized dentist can make. You can wear a mouth guard and it brings the jaw forward, opens up the airway, snoring goes away, the gaps in breathing go away, or a sleep apnea breathing machine. Now they have even masks made for ladies as well, or men, and put in a little column of air that keeps the airway open. Not treating sleep apnea increases the risk of high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, stroke. Now, older people often have heart disease, diabetes, stroke, and high blood pressure, and all those conditions are worsened if sleep apnea is not treated. So hopefully the seniors treating physicians are also looking for sleep apnea all of the time.
Are you saying, because of course I know a lot of older people, mm-hmm. but I associate sleeping problems with older people. Are you saying younger people have it also?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Are you asking about sleep apnea in particular?
And any
sleep
disorder.
We can see sleep apnea in children. We can see sleep apnea in infants. In fact, we now know if we find sleep apnea, snoring and irregular breathing, if anyone has a grandchild out there that's listening who snores, or anyone has a grandchild who mouth breathes every time you take a picture of the kid, the mouth is open, or you just notice them watching TV and the mouth is open, snoring is never normal in any human being, never normal in a child. So that always
should
trigger an
evaluation. Snoring is not
normal. Snoring is not normal. Just because something is prevalent, very common, doesn't mean it's normal. And lots of us that snore are growing up in families where everyone snores, and so it's like everyone going white in age early or everyone balding early. You think it's normal. Snoring is not normal. And so seniors who are listening can learn about sleep, and hopefully if you catch your grandchild early, that can prevent long-term, lifelong sleep apnea. Once we're adults, it's pretty much there for the duration.
Right, okay.
But it's not normal, and it's something with all the seniors that you know, if they're having trouble staying asleep, they should come and see a sleep doctor. If they're having trouble falling asleep, come and see a sleep doctor. If they're snoring, get it evaluated by a sleep doctor.
Actually, just one second, Sabina. Yeah. Could you give out the number for Winthrop, where they would be calling?
Yes, I think the number, a good number to call is 516-663-3907. And that would be the Winthrop Sleep Disorders Center. And you can also call 516-663-0333 for the hospital, and they can put you through to the Sleep Disorders Center as well. Thank you.
When I was growing up, my and we used to joke about it, old men snored. You know, they'd come in the house and say, and hear snoring and say, oh, your grandfather's here? Yeah, for a couple of days.
So, Sabina, you've hit on a very astute observation. When sleep apnea was first described in 1973, it was described by an Italian researcher as heavy snorer's disease. And they reported a collection of overweight men who were loud snorers who had daytime sleepiness. And that was the way the clinical syndrome was first diagnosed. Which means that patients like you and I, women who are not over the ideal weight, women of normal weight, are seen as the invisible sleep apnea patient. And we're still trying to break that stereotype. It's changing a lot because we learn more about sleep medicine and also because we have more women practicing sleep medicine. Many times, if you look at the field of medicine in it altogether, there's been something called the bikiniization of medicine. They take all the medicine that they've really studied with men and just add breast health and gynecologic health, and now that's women's health. Actually, it's a lot more complicated than that. Yeah. So, no. Sleep disorders can affect every segment of the population. Lots of the sleep disorders in America that we have and that seniors will face are self-inflicted, so our 24/7 society. There is no signal for sunset or sunrise in many families. There's entertainment on 24/7. We use more stimulants in terms of caffeine, frappuccinos, energy drinks. We demand so much of ourselves. When you look at the beginning of the 20th century, the amount of sleep that's reduced from the beginning of the 20th century to the end is about 90 minutes. At the start of the 20th century, we didn't have the kind of electrified society, so people were relying on the sun coming up and the sun going down. The farmer went to sleep when the chickens did and woke up when the roosters did. And now we don't follow those signals. Most people think 11 p.m. is a normal bedtime for an adult, but actually that is literally the middle of the night. You should already be asleep, ideally, by then. But everyone is staying up to see whoever replaced Jay Leno. I don't even watch at 11 o'clock now.
Wow. And, you know, I have a lot of friends who say, oh, they're taking energy drinks. But, you know, I can't sleep at night. Well, if you're taking an energy drink at 8 o'clock at night, schmuck, you're not going to sleep.
In your age group, that's interesting.
Well, in the older people,
yes,
are taking.
Yes, that's interesting.
I'm sure you think young athletic men are doing it, but seniors.
That's interesting. In the last few minutes, I would like to talk about some very, they are exotic sleep disorders, but they're not that unusual. Winthrop hosted a world famous professor of sleep medicine from UCLA this week, my colleague and friend, Dr. Alon Avedan, who is an expert on parasomnia. So any behavior emerging from sleep, which you might know in your grandchildren is sleepwalking, sleep talking, waking up and not really knowing where they are, a night terror, those kinds of things can happen more frequently as we get older. I would say anyone listening who has ever had an injury during sleep, that means woke up, bumping into something, somehow breaking some furniture during the night, banging into your wife or husband, maybe leaving a bruise, sleep-related injury should immediately prompt a sleep evaluation. There are complicated movement disorders where patients have dreams and they act out their dreams. So I've had patients who were dreaming that they were tackling a football player and woke up having crashed into the wardrobe. Patients who were dreaming that they were diving off a board and had fallen off the bed. One of my patients in another state fractured ribs in that manner. Patients who've walked into doors and broken noses. So anything that goes bump in the night, if you don't know why your husband and wife is being very active, seems like they have a personality change during sleep, you're now worried to sleep next to them, but you feel ashamed about talking about it or bringing it to a doctor, that's got to be looked at because it's easy to diagnose and very easy to treat. Sometimes these kinds of active movements can even predict neurological conditions like Parkinson's disease, which you know becomes very common in the senior population. So anything that you think is unusual or odd, anything that goes bump in the night, please come because this can be happening in elderly people.
Well,
they very rarely talk about it.
Are you saying that just as everybody goes, hopefully, for an annual checkup, they should include sleep.
That would be a tremendous development. If Project Independence can make that happen, that would be a huge advance for the health of the community. Because at the moment, medical students get barely an hour of education in sleep medicine during their years of sleep medicine training, medical students.
Right.
I was a medical student 30 years ago. I didn't even get an hour. So we're trying to increase awareness. There are not enough sleep medicine doctors in the United States for the 100 million patients who have sleep disorders that we said. So the best thing that I think we can do, and we do at Winthrop, is turn each of our patients into an ambassador for sleep. So we teach each patient what they need to know about their condition, and we hope they spread it to their families, their grandchildren, their colleagues, their faith communities, because there is so little awareness of
this. Is it more prevalent?
We only have a few minutes left. I want to ask one question, which I think is important. People use liquor to go to sleep.
Yes.
Is that a good sleep then?
No, it's not a good thing to do. Let's say you find that you're taking a nightcap to go to sleep. That's a signal. Go to the doctor and talk about sleep. Patients are doing that because alcohol is socially acceptable. Many homes will have an alcoholic drink in it. And there is a stigma about asking for sleep medicine. Patients are afraid that they're going to be addicted, or the doctor will feel something towards them for asking for help. No, if you're taking an alcoholic drink to sleep, that's also a red flag to go to the doctor. The reason why it's not good is you take alcohol, it will make you feel sleepy, and then as your body metabolizes the alcohol, the level drops, and then you develop insomnia. The risk is you'll take another alcoholic drink, and it's a fast track to alcohol dependence.
Okay.
It also makes sleep apnea worse, and it makes all those movements that I just talked about worse, like sleepwalking and sleep-related injuries. So it's not a good thing to take.
Okay. But
if you are, please come and see us, and we can help you with that.
That would be calling 516-663-3907. Sabine, you had one quick question?
No, I just wondered if it was sleep disorders are more prevalent in seniors.
I would say that
than regular people.
Certain sleep disorders are more prevalent. And I'd say insomnia in men and women becomes more common. Features of restless leg syndrome become more common. Complicated parasomnias become more common. And just generally, a change in the distribution of sleep does become more common.
And people have to learn, when you go to the doctor, discuss sleep.
Exactly, because remember, that doctor may not have had any education about sleep medicine in all of his and her training.
Not sleeping is being sick, so they don't talk to the doctor.
Right.
Exactly, and the commonest reason people come for attention is when something has gone wrong. God forbid a motor vehicle collision, God forbid a fall, or now cannot sleep with my husband or wife, and tension in the marriage.
Terrific. Dr. Quanta Ahmed, I want to thank you so much. This was enlightening for many, many people on many levels. And actually, I'm sure we're going to have you back.
My pleasure. And I commend you for raising awareness on this important issue.
Thank you. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP. We'll be right back.